News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Ireland should introduce a fraud scheme that requires payment providers to reimburse customers impacted by scams. That's a call today in a report from the Oireachtas Finance Committee, chaired by Sinn Féin TD for Galway West, Mairead Farrell. Mairead, is this the equivalent of what happens with the credit card companies, that if you're scammed, you get the money back?
Well, look, it is. It's the way that this would work is that it's a 50-50 thing. This is the way it's working in Britain. It's that those who send and those who receive the money in terms of the financial institutions would back up that money. The issue here is, though, that obviously the issue of fraud at the moment is a lot more complex than just that. That doesn't mean that there will be a reduction in fraud. So that would only be one of the many recommendations in this report as something that should be looked at to tackle the issue of fraud. We know, obviously, that with the neobanks, with digital banking, the access to our finances is much quicker, it's much speedier, it's better. But the problem here is as well, it means that it's also easier to be exploited by fraudsters. You know, when we think of, financial crime, we often think of somebody, going into a bank and taking the money. But the reality is now, obviously, that that has changed completely. And now with these authorised push payments, things like that, it really is that the customer a vulnerability in the customer's life, the vulnerability in the customer's technology, anything can be exploited. And in that sense, then money can be taken from the account. So we're living in quite complex times, I suppose, when it comes to dealing with financial fraud, something that I suppose none of us have really seen before. And especially as these become more and more complicated, we do need to see a strategy really in place where all different sectors come together. That's public, that's private. Everybody comes together to try and tackle this.
And can you give us a sense of what
that we want to see,
of what that strategy might consist of in layman's terms?
Yeah, basically it would mean that the financial services, the technology platforms, telecommunication providers, law enforcement, everybody comes together. So you may talk about the banks are coming together. You might talk about the social media platforms coming together with the banks, as well as the Gardaí as well.
But coming together to do what?
To actually tackle the amount of fraud that's happening. So we're seeing a huge increase, I suppose, in fraud. So what it could be is that you see something on a social media platform, you click on it and suddenly money has been taken out of your account. You could get a text message. We all know about the text messages that we may get. You press on that link thinking you're getting it from your banking provider and, then money can be taken out of your account. So what it means is all of those different groups coming together and actually trying to tackle this situation. The problem is really is that, these things are becoming more professional. So while we may know that, we're not getting a text message from the niece we don't have asking us to send the money through a Revolut account. Nowadays, things can actually change to the point where it's something that people don't even realise that they've done.
I take that example, I assume now what happens is you're a victim of that fraud, you get in touch with your bank, they do what they can to either reimburse you or to cancel the transaction. And then subsequently you can follow up with the guards if you want and you can try to get criminal prosecution. Under the strategy that you're suggesting, how would that be better?
Well, I suppose, first of all, the issue is nowadays it tends to be that the money is already gone before anybody, even the financial institution, is aware that it has happened. But what we're looking at here, so that isn't helpful for the financial institution, it's not helpful for the customers. So what we're looking at here is having a strategy whereby everybody is working together and ensuring that they, see what's coming up. It's not like we're living in isolation here. This is happening across Europe, it's happening across the world. And working together to try and stop these types of things.
But in that instance, the money leaves my account because it's an instant transaction. How, under the new strategy, would things be better?
Well, in terms of an actual strategy, it would be in terms of trying to stop it happening before it ever happens. So the whole issue here is that most of the time nowadays, because there isn't that sharing of information, because there isn't that working together, the only time the financial institution actually realizes that it has happened is when that money has already left your account, and there's an issue.
But if I'm sending the money,
surely
the only time that something has happened is when the money is sent.
Yes, absolutely. So that's the whole point. So as a result of that, if we're wanting to actually stop this happening, so this happens to you, then it happens to me, it happens to about 10 other people. If we don't have all the groupings working together, so that is your social media platforms, that is your telecommunications providers, etc., ensuring that, you know, as these things develop and become more complicated and more professional, that these aren't stopped in their tracks, then there's an issue, because it'll just keep happening to anybody, to any of us. If we don't hear that this is happening, then it's going to continue to happen to us.
Right.
We're so used to it being, you know, a text saying that we have a niece that we don't have, but things are a lot more complicated now.
Thank you very much, Mairead. Mairead Farrell, Chair of the Oireachtas Finance Committee and Sinn Féin TD for Galway West. Coming up.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.